what would he be if his wife is dead? He'd be
a widow. Wait. She's a widow. He's a widower.
Okay. Did you ever hear of a grass widow? And the man's his child you are. He's your
father.
And his wife is your
mother.
And together they'd be your
parents.
What do you call your mother and father?
Mom and dad.
Anything else people call them?
I don't know, maybe Mom, Pa. I've never heard many people call them that, though.
Okay. What about Daddy? You say that?
Sometimes. I've heard people call him Daddy.
If you were talking about him, would you say my father or my daddy? Or my dad? What?
I'd say my father or my dad.
How does Daddy sound to you?
Like a little kid would say.
And your father's father would be your
grandfather.
And his wife?
Grandmother.
And how would you call them?
Mama or Papa. And Mama, maybe.
And you say I was the youngest of five
children.
Anything else you say besides children?
Five kids.
And a name that a child's known by just in his family would be called a
nickname?
Do you ever talk about, hear people say a pet name or a basket name?
A pet name, I've heard.
What would an example of a pet name be?
What is your pet name?
What?
Oh, you mean like that, maybe Skip or something like that?
Uh-huh. How's a pet name different from a nickname?
Nicknames are usually shorter names for their regular names, mm-hmm. but pet name could be entirely different from the name, I guess.
Something on wheels you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
Carriage?
And you put the baby in the carriage and then you go out and
push it around.
And if you had two children, you might have a son and a
daughter.
Or a boy and a
girl.
And if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say in 1 year he
grew 5 inches.
And you say you certainly have
grown.
You could say you could almost see him
growing.
And if a woman's looked after three children until they're grown, you'd say she's what, three children?
Raised three children.
And if a child's misbehaving, you tell them if you do that again, you're going to get a
spanking. Whipping?
Huh?
Whipping?
What's the difference?
Same.
Is one worse than the other?
No.
And if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shape nose, you'd say that he
looks like his father.
Any other ways of saying that?
You could say resembled, but I don't use it.
What if he has the same mannerisms and behavior?
Acts like his father.
And if a woman's going to have a child, you'd say she's
pregnant.
Was that, does that word sound all right to use? Does that always sound good? Any other ways of saying that?
Have a kid.
Do you ever hear any joking terms of being pregnant? Or kind of crude ways of saying it? And if you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you could send for?
A nurse.
And do you ever have a granny or a midwife?
Yes.
Which have you heard of?
Both.
What?
Well, a granny would kind of take care of it, the kid, and same with the midwife. What help you deliver the baby.
Is a midwife and granny the same?